Schwarzenegger steps up campaign against Zorro. Sacramento, August 31st, 2007. This is Ethel J. Finkelberger for UN News. In a public statement, His Excellency the Governor of California has resolved to increase measures directed at capturing the dreaded outlaw known only as Zorro. Speaking from the balcony of his palatial hacienda, His Excellency Don Arnold de la Schwarzenegger y Jadmi, Marqués de Tal and Alcalde of His Most Catholic Majesty's Dominion of California, harangued a large crowd.
Padres,
he thundered.
This Zorro strikes hither and you, attacking my soldiers and tax collectors. Perhaps this amuses you. Perhaps you think the taxes rightly belonging to the king, belong in the pocket of a brigand. I say Zorro and his insolence will be stopped. Anyone suspected of sheltering this scofflaw will be hanged. But any man bring me information lead to Zorro's capture, that man shall have 3 quintals of corn, a barrel of wine from my own cellars, and a new donkey.
Reaction within the crowd was mixed. Zorro is a friend of the people, beloved of peons and caballeros alike. No one shall betray him, declared a Los Angeles-based interior design consultant. However, a lovely young senorita from the San Fernando Valley declared that Zorro...
So inflames the passions of the peons that ladies of breeding cannot walk alone at night. He's like totally gross.
A mysterious figure, disguised in a monk's robe and hood, declined to comment. Zorro has been harrying the activities of Governor Schwarzenegger since 2004, when a California Highway Patrol vehicle was lured into an ambush. The vehicle was vandalized and a giant Z cut into its paintwork. Afterwards, hundreds of ducats of speeding fine money were distributed to delighted motorists. The policemen involved had their trousers stolen and were forced to suffer the indignity of marching back to base bare-legged. Since then, there have been dozens of similar incidents. Fumed longtime Schwarzenegger ally, James Cameron.
During a ball in my hacienda, he broke into my strongroom and stole 500 gross of unsold Dark Angel DVDs. On second thoughts, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Initially, the appearance of Zorro so soon after Schwarzenegger became governor led many to believe he was none other than Don Diego de la Davis, the son of the deposed former governor, Don Gray de la Davis. However, this suspicion did not last long, once it became apparent that Don Diego is nought but a foppish dandy, more concerned about the latest fashions from Madrid than fighting a one-man guerrilla campaign against a ruthless dictator and suspected Austrian.
Me? Zorro? He asked wide-eyed. What a question, dear fellow. The sort of scrapes that chap was getting into. Goodness, I feel faint just thinking about it. Esteban! A small sherry. I must fortify myself.
So certain is the governor that Don Diego is not his man, that he has given permission for him to wed his beautiful daughter, Donna Adolfina. Lacking a suspect, Schwarzenegger's captain of the guard, Danny DeVito, has been at his wit's end finding the mysterious bandit.
When I heard he had ransacked a fish and game office in Oakland, I rushed back with my fastest cavalry, only to hear that he'd outwitted me, doubling back to ambush a Californian Geographical Survey unit in the Sierras, making off with thousands of pesos worth of theodolites. It's almost as if he was in league with the devil.
DeVito continued,
But the governor's new plan should work. The peons are poor. However much they love him, they will give him up for a reward the size we are offering, and then we will see who is so clever, huh?
Don Daniel then spun round in his chair, revealing a large Z carved into its back.
Shut up!
That report was brought to you by UN News reporter on the spot, Ethel J. Finkelberger. For further up-to-date misinformation, please visit www.unnews.com.